Long before they reached the coast, their stores were already getting low. The country was stripped and plundered years ago, and they found nothing in the houses and buildings by the roadside. He found a telephone directory in a filling station, and he wrote the name of the town on their map with a pencil. They sat on the curb in front of the building and ate crackers and looked for the town on the map, but they couldn't find it. He sorted through the sections and looked again. Finally, he showed the boy. They were some 50 miles west of where he'd thought. He drew stick figures on the map. "This is us," he said. The boy traced the route to the sea with his finger.
"How long will it take us to get there?" he said.
2 weeks, 3.
"Is it blue?"
"The sea? I don't know. It used to be."
The boy nodded. He sat looking at the map.
The man watched him.
He thought he knew what that was about. He'd pored over maps as a child, keeping one finger on the town where he lived, just as he would look up his family in the phone directory. Themselves, among others, everything in its place, justified in the world.
"Come on," he said. "We should go." In the late afternoon, it began to rain. They left the road and took a dirt drive through a field and spent the night in a shed. The shed had a concrete floor, and at the far end stood some empty steel drums. He blocked the doors with the drums and built a fire in the floor, and he made beds out of some flattened cardboard boxes. The rain drummed all night on the steel roof overhead. When he woke, the fire had burned down, and it was very cold. The boy was sitting up, wrapped in his blanket.
"What is it?"
"Nothing. I had a bad dream."
"What did you dream about?"
"Nothing."
"Are you okay?"
"No."
He put his arms around him and held him.
"It's okay," he said.
"I was crying, but you didn't wake up."
"Oh, I'm sorry. I was just so tired."
"I meant in the dream."
In the morning when he woke, the rain had stopped. He listened to the slack drip of water. He shifted his hips on the hard concrete and looked out through the boards at the gray country. The boy was still sleeping. Water dripped in puddles in the floor. Small bubbles appeared and skated and vanished again. In a town in the Piedmont, they slept in a place like this and listened to the rain. There was an old-fashioned drugstore there, with a black marble counter and chrome stools with tattered plastic seats patched with electrical tape. The pharmacy was looted, but the store itself was oddly intact. Expensive electronic equipment sat unmolested on the shelves. He stood looking the place over. Sundries, notions.
"What are these?"
He took the boy's hand and led him out, but the boy had already seen it. A human head beneath a cake bell at the end of the counter. Desiccated, wearing a ball cap. Dried eyes turned sadly inward.
Did he dream this? He did not.
He rose and knelt and blew at the ashes and dragged up the burned board ends and got the fire going.
"There are other good guys. You said so."
"Yes."
"So where are they?"
"They're hiding."
"Who are they hiding from?"
"From each other."
"Are there lots of them?"
"We don't know."
"But some?"
"Some, yes."
"Is that true?"
"Yes, that's true."
"But it might not be true."
"I think it's true."
"Okay."
"You don't believe me?"
"I believe you."
"Okay."
"I always believe you."
"I don't think so."
"Yes, I do. I have to."